Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, fitting that today is 2A Tuesday. We always do a segment on Tuesday mornings at 7:35 called 2A Tuesday, dealing, giving you heads up on gun laws or regulations or lawsuits that have been filed across the country on issues like that. And right now, the state of Delaware is grabbing a few headlines because of what a judge is allowing up there. And we've got Eben Brown from Fox News Radio covering that story this morning with more details on it. Eben, what has the judge allowed in Delaware?
Well, the judge is just simply allowing or has allowed a law to take effect. This law was passed by the state legislature and signed by the governor. And it is a law to create a purchasing permit for handgun purchases within Delaware. So if you wish to buy a handgun in Delaware, you must first apply for a permit to make that purchase. And that means you have to be background checked. You have to submit your fingerprints and whatnot. And then wait to be approved. And then you get approved for the purchasing permit. Then you can make the purchase. Coincidentally, in Delaware, you're not required to have a permit or license to own the handgun, nor are you required to have a license or permit for openly carrying one. You need one for concealed carry. But this is a barrier, at least the people who don't like the law are saying, this is a barrier to actually purchasing the firearm to begin with. Not to mention, remember, when you go to purchase one, you're supposed to be background checked anyway,
right?
By federal law. So this is a way to, because if you were to own the firearm in Delaware without ever wanting to carry concealed, you would never need a permit, theoretically. Therefore, you wouldn't be submitting your fingerprints. Now, the law would require you to submit your fingerprints just because you wish to buy one.
Now, they do that something like that in Illinois with their firearm owner's ID card, which every Illinois resident is forced to do with the background check and all that before they can go and purchase a firearm or ammunition or any of that in the state of Illinois. Yeah. And that's been challenged in court. I don't know how long it's going to take before it gets to the Supreme Court. But in Delaware now, so in other words, you have to go through this, but you don't. Is it retroactive? Do you know, like, do current gun owners who already own a gun have to go back through this?
The license, again, the permitting is for making the purchase.
A new purchase only.
Right. So you can't, you know, if you already bought the gun 3 years ago, you've already made the purchase. So you would essentially, I think, be grandfathered by that. You wouldn't have to go back and ask for a permit for the gun you already bought. I think that would certainly not hold up in court. This permit law is now being challenged, and the judge that is allowing the law, or has allowed as of last week anyway, to allow the law to take effect, meaning they're not going to enjoin it, but the challenge is ongoing.
And, the Second Amendment is not really a gray law. The Second Amendment is not giving us the right to bear arms. It clearly states that the government does not have the authority to infringe upon our rights. I mean, it's not, you know, it was an amendment not written to give a right to citizens. It was a right to keep the government. In this case, this is a total infringement on people's right to bear arms.
And that may bear out in court. But remember this, in order to prove that your rights have been hampered or harmed in court, first, your right has to be hampered in the real world. So you can't always simply say the law has harmed the right and no one yet has been harmed by it. So if you're suing before the law takes effect, and
well,
sometimes you do this
just
to get the,
yeah,
just to get the docket going. But first, someone has to try to, in this case, someone would have to try to make a purchase without having the permit and being told no. And then they would have cause to sue, saying my rights under the Second Amendment have been harmed. So that's one way of proceeding. So in the meantime, if the law just took effect and the lawsuit was filed in advance of the law taking effect, the judge may be saying here, okay, look, we have to let the law stand because it actually hadn't been used yet. So now it's come on to effect. Now someone can actually proceed with their case saying that this new law has harmed me.
And good point. Yeah, let me guess, there's a fee.
Of course there's a fee. Of course there's a fee.
Isn't there always?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I'll bet there is. Evan, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll see you now. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's not only going to be a fee. It'll probably find a way to annually you have to update it so they can keep getting more fees.
That's exactly
it'll
what it
is. It'll be like an annual tax.
Yes.
Once they have your information. Now, my question, I didn't get a chance to ask him, does the law specify where this information gets held? In other words, is it held by the state? Is it shared with the feds? Is it, you know, I mean, this is very private information. They're fingerprinting you.
Well, and
it's
what,
like,
it's the
I'm
arrogance.
Not a criminal. Why am I being treated like a criminal simply to exercise a right?
We'll ask Mark Walters that question when we get him up here in the next hour. Yeah, you got to wonder, what the arrogance on the part of the state to think that somehow they're going to find something in their background check that the FBI or the ATF wouldn't find when they do their background check on you,
exactly.
Which is already required. But you have to jump through the hoops twice. Oh, and pay the state a fee.
Oh.
Did I mention that? Hmm. Interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.